Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's re-emergence from 7 years incarceration has thrust the issue of Western sanctions back onto the agenda in Burma. The pro-democracy leader said during a speech yesterday that she was willing to enter into a dialogue with Western nations to lift sanctions on the country if the Burmese people wanted it. Embargoes by the United States, Australia and the European Union, intended to push the generals towards reforms, have been criticised as ineffective as long as neighbours China, Thailand and India pour investment into the country, enriching the regime. Spokesperson for Burma Action Ireland, Caoimhe Hughes, spoke to us about this issue.
Well, what we think with sanctions, you know, there have been, you know, discussions over the years on if they are effective or ineffective, or, you know, do they impact, you know, the ordinary people of Burma instead of just, you know, the generals and the business people who work with the generals. And we like to think that, you know, they have been effective, especially around, you know, the generals' business interests and travel bans and such things. But, you know, I think it is time to talk about sanctions with the people. I think she is right to, you know, to want to talk to the people about what their opinions are on sanctions. I have heard from different people who have travelled to Burma that people would like to see, you know, increased travel to Burma so people can tell what they've seen, or like to see sanctions reduced so that they can make better lives for themselves. However, I think it is also very important that before any sanctions are released, that we see some credible evidence from the military government that, you know, they are committed to moving forward. And we would love to see the release of the more than 2,200 other political prisoners who are still in prison in Burma. You know, something like their release or another, you know, credible gesture by the military government, I think we want to see before we would sort of say, you know, it's a good time to reduce the sanctions on Burma.
Well, do you think she could act as a mediator?
Well, I would hope so. She, you know, she has been released in the past, and her release has had little effect sort of on the situation. But there seems to be, you know, a renewed interest and renewed political will for there to be credible steps forward made in Burma with democracy and with, you know, in relation to human rights and making things better for the overall population there. So hopefully, you know, the generals will engage with her and will make some credible steps forward. But I think more than just talking with Aung San Suu Kyi herself, the generals also need to, you know, make contact with the other leaders of the ethnic groups as well, to, you know, for there to be some sort of tripartite dialogue between all three of them. And, you know, this to us will show us that they are, you know, willing to make these steps forward.
I mean, we were talking about Aung San Suu Kyi as a mediator for sanctions, but in a general sense, what kind of a role can she expect to play?
Well, she has said herself that she does not want to come out now and, you know, become the figurehead for this for the democracy movement in Burma. She, you know, she called herself just one person amongst many. And she has called on the people as well, you know, to help her to stand up for their rights and to come out and work for their own democracy. So I think she very much wants to be part of a new movement where she's not leading, but she's just one of many that are striving for democracy and renewed human rights in Burma.